Well, joining me in studio this morning, Senior Constable Matt Cornish, and as we said just before news, had some great stories over the years from Senior Constable Russell Parker about his exorcism that he had to do one morning, the time that he actually had to turn up and try and remove a big snake, which is not really within the duties of a Queensland police officer. But we missed an interesting story just last week, and I believe there's been another one that's just occurred just yesterday, and I think a good lesson for all of us. Matt Cornish, good morning. Welcome along to the studio this morning. How are you today?
G'day, mate. I'm good. How are you?
Mate, not bad at all. And it's good to reminisce about some of those stories that that certainly Russ had told me over the years. But look, I did miss this story last week because we haven't spoken on air together since last Tuesday. But tell me about the guy that had a bit of an issue with the police eating his sausage roll out there on the beaches late last week.
Yeah, this was a real classic. You know, it's funny you say something about Russ catching a snake. I've got a good yarn about that as well.
I should imagine you would. Yeah.
But last Wednesday, we had that big storm system that headed over.
And, Wednesday night, yeah.
And yeah, well, I think I had half the dogs in my bed that night. It was a very, very loud night. But a tree went down at Yorkeys Knob, and the local police, they had to do some traffic control. And this, while they're doing that, it's pouring down rain. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and this fella rocked up on a motorbike, no helmet, one thong. And yeah, quite the sight. Obviously, police, we see lots of interesting things, but that was one of them. Yeah. And he said, "Oh, look, I'm done for. You've got me." And I said, "Oh, okay, well, you know, you're not wearing a helmet. That's pretty bad."
Yeah.
On a motorbike. And he said, no, I'm drunk. I've had a lot to drink." So they put him on the breathalyzer and, he went over. He was mid-range drink driving. But I said, "Oh, where's your thong?" And he said, "Oh, it's with my helmet." He says, "Oh, where's your helmet?" "Oh, it's with my thong." And I said, "Well, where is it?" And he said, "Oh, it's in Cairns somewhere. I've got no idea." So I'm not too sure where his one thong and his helmet went. But anyway, regardless. When they placed him in the police car, they had to conduct a search and they found half a sausage roll in his pocket.
You're joking.
No. He definitely did. And he was more upset about the police potentially eating his sausage roll than the consequences of his actions. But I want to quickly touch on the snake story. There's one that really stands out for me. When I first started in the police, this was, I'm only reasonably fresh in service, so I started in 2015. And I was a zookeeper before I joined the police.
Yeah, so you'd be quite comfortable with the snakes.
Yeah, absolutely. But no one knew. I didn't tell too many people what I used to do before
I
joined. And we had this job, it was in Moorabool, and there was a lady running around the street screaming. And that was the job. And so we're heading out there, the lights and sirens are on. I'm thinking, "Oh, Struth, what is this going to be?" And we get there, and this woman's just panicking, pointing at a house. And we run in the house thinking there's going to be a guy in there, you know.
Yeah.
Is he armed? What's happening? Like, it could be anything. All these thoughts going through our mind. And there was a 3.5 metre scrub python sitting on the back porch.
It
was striking at the dog. And this woman's just frantic. And I walked up, and I just grabbed the snake and quickly just it wrapped around me, and I walked out and put it in a bush and got rid of it. And all of my team...
There
was about 10 police officers there because this was quite a urgent job. And everyone's thinking, "What on earth did he just do? Is he kidding himself?"
Superman. Look at that. He's not scared at all.
And then obviously I cleared the air that I worked with snakes beforehand, so I didn't mind. But for me, it's second nature. You don't think twice about it. But all these police were like, "What?"
My God. He's like Superman. Super cop has just arrived.
It was pretty wild. It was pretty funny. But I had to throw that one down because, definitely brought back some memories for me.
I don't think Russ was quite as diligent with dealing with the snake as what you were by the sound of things, as I recall that particular story. But look, an interesting one come up, and I guess this is one which is a good lesson for all of us because, I guess in our previous life as youngsters, we've probably all done this type of thing and we may still have souvenirs. But a guy rocked up to the Smithfield Police Station yesterday. Quite a funny situation. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, he rocked up to the Smithfield Police Station. Good on him. Hats off to him. He actually wanted to confess. He said, "Look, I've done something wrong. I want to make amends and I want to clear the air." And he handed in 3 saws. Now, not just a normal saw, but it was these big 2-man milling saws. And it was beautifully painted by a Port Douglas artist named Des Spencer. And these were painted in 1992 and 1993. So there was 3 of them and they were different dates. And these things would be worth an absolute monster.
Sure.
Okay. So he's actually said, "Look, I think I've stolen these, but I don't know." And they said, "Oh, well, you know, tell us what happened." And he said, "Look, 8 years ago, I had a few drinks with a mate and the night ended and I was at home and I woke up to these saws in my house. I don't know how they got there. I'm assuming I took them from somewhere, but, probably should have done it at the time.
Yeah.
Reported it. But regardless, 8 years on, he has attempted to make amends for that. And we're now putting out the call for anyone that has had three saws go missing in Smithfield.
So they're old-fashioned milling saws, the one where you get a, you know, a person on each side and they do it. The old...
You've got it. They don't have the handles on them, but they do have the metal rings on,
yeah,
on each
right.
end.
Yep,
and they have these beautiful Australian landscapes on each one. They're stunning. And no doubt they're very, very precious to someone.
Sure.
They were painted when I was 2 years old. They are. I'm not the oldest person in the world, but you know they are getting on a little bit. They'll be up towards the 30-year-old mark. So, look, they are a bit older. People will be looking for them, or they probably did look for them quite a while ago.
Yeah, they would have
may have given up hope now. And you never know. They may be listening right now. So if you are the person who owns those saws, head to the Smithfield Police Station. They are waiting for you. We do need proof of ownership. We can't just give them to anyone.
Sure,
okay? So
sure.
We will need some form of documentation or proof that you did purchase them and you do own them.
But that's a great story. And look, you know, I think we've all done that, particularly with witches' hats and road signs and all those type of things. A lot of those go missing in the middle of the night when somebody's a bit inebriated. But I guess in time, particularly when it's these type of things, it's obviously been eating away at this guy and he thought, I think I better go and do the right thing. And look, at the end of the day, it's going to mean a better outcome, you know. He's certainly cleared the air, and I guess he's got the best options to have, you know, not any serious penalties, I gather.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we always encourage people if they have a situation like this, just come in. It will make it a little bit easier. Look, I tried to come up with a couple of jokes for this interview. I've been working on. I do know a few jokes about carpentry. I don't know if they would work.
Oh, they would work.
Your dad jokes was like 10 minutes ago. That was terrible. But you know, that's all I'm going to throw down. I'll stick to the facts, I reckon.
Well, mate, I think I've seen it all. And I was going to say I've saw it all, but no, that I guess wouldn't make sense either. Yeah, that's about as bad. Hey, look, Matt, it's always great to talk to you. And I said that's been a really interesting spot this morning. We've covered some really interesting territory as well. Get out there, get amongst it, and we'll look forward to hearing you a little bit later on this morning in the breakfast, actually, no, in the talk show with John McKenzie.
See you later, Murray. See you, everyone. Bye.
Catch you soon. Senior Constable Matt Cornish there from the Cairns District Crime Prevention Office, and it's Classic Hits 4CA.